Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I've so enjoyed just everything we've been sharing this week on the VFN radio program. And, you know, the Lord's coming back. The Lord's coming back, and we need to be ready.
Yes.
We need to be ready. And I was, you know, reading the Word and spending some time with God, and I was reading in Matthew 24 that, you know, no one knows the day or the hour. No one.
Even the ones that say they do.
Even the ones that say they do. And, you know, there's three things that we can definitely count on, that we can know that it's for sure. Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
Only the Father knows when.
Yes.
And we have to know, are we going to be ready?
Yes.
I mean, those are the three things that we have to really think about. You know, and the Word says that he's going to come back in a twinkling of an eye when we least expect it. And we got to keep guard. We have to keep watch. And we have to be aware for his coming. And, you know, the Bible continues to share that, you know, it's just going to be just like in the days of Noah. You know, think about Noah was talking teaching and preaching and building an ark in front of everyone for the world to see, for people to see at that time, you know, and yet they kept marrying, they kept carrying on life like everything was fine. And people are either ignoring, either they don't know the truth because someone hasn't told them, or they're just simply ignoring the reality that the Lord's coming back. And we have to live in such a way that, you know, let me tell you something. He's coming. He can come at any moment. Yes. He can come today. He can come tomorrow. He can come 5 years. He can come 20 years
come
from now.
Come quickly, Lord, come.
And he warned us. He warned us about false prophets. He warned us about, you know, following all these different signs that are not of him. And we shouldn't really get into trying to, you know, give too much stock into dates and times. And, you know, they're good-natured people that are trying to do their best to understand the Word. But let's just hang on God's Word, okay?
Yes.
No man knows the day or the hour. Yeah. Let's just settle on that. Let's just settle on that so that we can be ready. We can be ready. We talked about how much God loves us. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a sad, sad day. I think about those people that died in the flood during Noah's time. I mean, some of them were shocked. A great majority of them, when that door closed shut, and they were banging on that ark, their nails were scraping against that you know, wood boat. Let us in, let us in. Let me tell you something. The day of salvation is today. You know, the opportunity to meet the Lord is right now. Don't put off tomorrow what you can, you know, do today. You know, I remember when I was in college, I had this weird, dumb idea. You know, imagine that could ever actually happen. But, you know, it did. It did. It was a weird, dumb idea in my mind. I thought that I would just go and live life and do what I wanted to do and party and just ignore God and put God in the back seat. And when I was ready, imagine that. When I was ready, I was going to turn my heart to him, you know. And I thought, you know, I know people that are Christians, you know, and my philosophy and that weird, dumb thought of mine was that, you know, when he is coming soon, I'm sure that the people of God will know, right? And they'll begin to tell everyone, and I'll just slip in through the back door. You know, hey, I'll get in right at that right time, and I had to figure it out.
Like God wasn't watching everything you were doing and hearing everything you were thinking.
Hello. Or
is he merciful? Oh, my goodness.
Or like I wouldn't drop dead the next day.
Right.
I missed the opportunity while I was living this crazy life, you know? And you know, that's not good. That's not good. Today is the day. God loves us. His love is overwhelming. And, you know, his love was crucified. It was done on the cross for us. The question is, you know, as I heard someone say that your life right now is God's gift to you. But what you do with your life is your gift to God. You know, and God's loved us. He's blessed us. He died for all of our sins. What are we going to do with that love? Are we going to accept that love? Are we going to reject that love? Or are we going to say, God, you know, you're worthy of my heart. You're worthy of my life. And I want to be ready. I want to be ready when you come back, because I don't know the day or the hour. And I just think that's a now word for us now. Yeah. Because, you know, it's not into don't well, listen to folks that they're giving you dates and times. It can happen at any moment.
That's so good, because this is what's about to happen.
Mm.
What's about to happen, and million, supposedly, what others have heard and what I have seen. You know, I've seen a lot of death, you know, where God has shown me, but people have literally said millions. And then understand, if you're in that number, it doesn't matter what you were going to think tomorrow if that tragedy hits and all of a sudden your life is lost. That's it. You only get one chance, one life.
Would have, could have, should have, you know.
Pointed once to die and then the judgment, and then it happens. So you're so true. That's so true that make the choice now. You don't want to be scratching on the outside of the ark. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.